The August recess is winding to a close, and according to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack,
it's important as Congress returns to work in September that they begin focusing on a variety of issues from the passage of a farm bill and a budget, but they should also and need to include a comprehensive immigration reform because there's so much at stake.
As he notes that the need for the certainty of a reliable workforce in agriculture has a significant impact on the nation's economy as a whole.
Absent that certainty, you as a business person, as a farmer, as a grower, are going to take a very conservative approach to your operation. You're not going to expand. You're not going to take a risk. You're not going to put additional money, especially if you determine that you're not going to be able to harvest everything that you're capable of growing. And we're now beginning to see in the southeastern part of the country growers in Georgia and Florida and elsewhere making the decision to pull back. And when they pull back, they basically limit their economic opportunity and they limit everyone else's economic opportunity because we don't have the product to be able to export, and all the jobs in the ports that are dependent upon agricultural exports get compromised or are in jeopardy as a result of that decision. And if you start multiplying that by the thousands and hundreds of thousands of producers in this country, you begin to have a significant economic impact on the economy as a whole.
However, the successful passage of immigration reform may be a tall order, with fewer than 40 congressional working days before the end of 2013, and budget discussions, farm bill, and immigration reform all still on the docket. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.